I'm Bruce Cameron. Welcome to Come All Ye for another program of folk music here on Community Radio 2MCE. If you're listening to the live broadcast, you'll know that next Tuesday, or you should know, next Tuesday is Blooms Day, 16th of June every year. People in various parts of the world celebrate the day because it was on the 16th of June 1904 when the events were set in the novel Ulysses, written by James Joyce. A fairly contentious little piece of work was Ulysses, but people remember it for its slightly bizarre structure and enjoy celebrating it. So if you're going to do that next Tuesday, then go for it. Go and have yourself a gorgonzola sandwich for lunch, with Dijon mustard preferably, and perhaps a glass of Burgundy. And if you can't find Burgundy, because we live in Australia, then Pinot Noir will do quite nicely. Having said all that, we'll start the program today with a couple of tracks from Dublin, not necessarily referencing the book Ulysses. In fact, not at all referencing the book Ulysses. First one, fairly predictable, from the group called the Dubliners. And the second one, not quite so predictable. I'll tell you about it before we get there. Here's the Dubliners, first of all.
See the zoo. We saw the lion and the kangaroo. There was females and shemales of every hue up in the zoological garden. We went out there because of luck. Says she to me, sure we'll court on the lock. Then I knew she was one of the rare old stock from outside the zoological garden. We went up there on our honeymoon. Says she to me, if you don't come soon, I'll have to get in with the hairy baboon up in the zoological garden. Says she to me, it's 7 o'clock and time for me to be changing me frock. For I'd love to see the old cockatoo up in the zoological garden. Says she to me, me lovely Jack, sure I'd love a right on the elephant's back. If you don't get over that, I'll give you such a crack up in the zoological garden. All thunder and lightning is no lark when Dublin City is in the dark. So if you've any money, go up to the park and view the zoological gardens.
Remarkable voice, Ronnie Drew singing Zoological Gardens with the group The Dubliners. Just to start the program with a Dublin theme, because on Tuesday this coming week, 16th of June, it's Blooms Day. Now, the next track, as I said, is also set in Dublin, but it's rather different from the Zoological Gardens song. It's called De Maybush, and it comes from a singer with a distinctive voice, not quite as distinctive as Ronnie Drew, perhaps, but it's interesting song. It's about Dublin gangs in the 18th century. They would compete to celebrate or observe May Day in their own special ways, but they'd have fights along the way and bust each other's heads and so on. But it's an interesting song. It names a few Dublin suburbs. It refers to the Batter Girls, and that isn't violence related. It's part of Dublin, just to the north of the river, called Stony Batter. A suburb, that is.
the night before the 1st of May, a rickety tickety tomdy day. To cut the brae bush, we all did agree, a rickety tomdy day. We been all in a fighting mood, we straight set out for Santry Wood, to fetch home a bush or a pint of blood, rye rickety tomdy day. Bill Durham, me being the stoutest about, a rickety tickety tomdy day. He searched till he found a clever bush out, a rickety tomdy day. Then with saws and hatchets we did prepare, and cut down a bush without dread or fear. And with fiddlers and pipers we home it did tear, rye rickety tomdy day. And when we came to a lock boy, a rickety tickety tomdy day. The girdles and boys all jumped for joy, a rickety tomdy day. And when the Smithfield we drew near, the boys of the market all met us there. Well, they pulled off their mitres and gave us three cheers, aye, rickety tomdy day. And as soon as we got in the clever bush up, a rickety tickety tomdy day. We doused our makes and riz up a sup, a rickety tomdy day. And the girls of Stony all came down, with daisies and daffies to deck the bush round. Well, they pawned all their posies and riz up a crown, rye rickety tomdy day. And the very next day we all did agree, a rickety tickety tomdy day. And to go off to Stony the maids to see, a rickety tomdy day. I had cess to the liberties when they did hear that we went to Stony without dread or fear. With their sword sticks and falchions to Smithfield did steer, rye rickety tomdy day. Bill Durham was lying down taking a snore, a rickety tickety tomdy day. When he heard the commotion a go be his door, a rickety tomdy day. Then out of his flea park straightway he flew, and over his shoulders a skin bag he threw. Then out of the chimney his falchion he drew, rye rickety tomdy day. With his hat in his hand be the way of a shield, a rickety tickety tomdy day. He never cried stop till he came to Smithfield, a rickety tomdy day. But finding none of the boys at home, God puts his Durham, am I all alone? Be the hokey, the Maybush of Smithfield is gone, rye rickety tomdy day. Now for the loss of our bush, revenge we will get, a rickety tickety tomdy day. And in slaughter and season we'll tip them a fret, a rickety tomdy day. We'll wallop a mosey round Mead Street and tune, and we won't leave a weaver alive on the comb, but we'll rip up their paunches and burden their looms. Rye rickety tum, rye rickety tum, rye rickety tum de day. Rye rickety tum, rye rickety tum, rye rickety tum de day. Rye rickety tum, rye rickety tum, rye rickety tum de day. Rye rickety tum, rye rickety tum, rye rickety tum de day.
MacDara Yates and De Maybush. Story of competing Dublin gangs in the 18th century trying to present the best May Day bush. And the song is called De May Bush. You're listening to Come All Ye, and we move now to Spain. This is a song called Jarama Valley, and it is an anti-fascist lullaby sung partly in Catalan. So if you don't understand the words, that's sort of what it's about. The singer is Maria Arnal, who comes from just near Barcelona, so she's a Catalan, presumably, from an album called Long Time Passing, celebrating Pete Seeger and his work. So it's not just Maria Arnal with her, or indeed leading the charge on the album, is the Kronos Quartet.
We
Thank you, the Kronos Quartet in Spanish mode there, or Catalan mode, I guess, with the singer Maria Arnal and Jarama Valley, to the tune of Red River Valley, conveniently. Now, a double play, I think, is called for. Liz Carroll, wonderful fiddle player, John Doyle, wonderful guitarist and singer, combined on an album called Double Play. First of all, a set of tunes, The Chandelier and Anne Lacey's. Then John Doyle will sing The Gallant Poacher.
has a fire and noun, but like to drink strong ale that's brown. I plucked a lofty pheasant down, with powder shot and gun. I and five more a-poaching went, to get some game was our intent. Our money it been gone and spent, we'd nothing else to try. The keeper here does fiery gun, and quickly to the spot he run, and swore before the dying sun that one of us shall die. Well, the bravest amongst the lot, 'twas his misfortune to be shot. His memory ne'er shall be forgot as long as we have life. For help he cried, but it was denied. He rose again to join the fight, while down upon his gallant breast the crimson blood did flow. The moon that the keeper gave, no mortal man his life could save. He now lies sleeping in his grave until the judgment day.
That was John Doyle, but it didn't come from the same album as the previous tune set. We heard The Chandelier and Anne Lacey's from Liz Carroll playing fiddle and John Doyle playing guitar on their album called Double Play. But there we heard a song called The Gallant Poacher, sung by John Doyle from his album Wayward Son. There was a fiddle player on it, but that was Casey Dreeson, not Liz Carroll. A track now from, I'll play two, I think, again. This time, they are both from the same album. The album is called Going to Boston, and it's by the Goodbye Girls. An interesting lineup here. There's a very well-known and competent banjo player called Alison de Groot, Brittany Carlson playing bass, Molly Tuttle, fantastic guitarist, and a fiddle player named Lena Jonsson. I'm not familiar, or wasn't familiar with her until I heard this album. She's going to sing a Swedish traditional song, first of all, called Alla Gossar, which means All the Young Men. Then they're going to play two tunes. One I quite like to play myself, called Isudon, and with it they'll put Booth Shot Lincoln, which is also a good one to play.
Maybe
fine tune called Booth Shot Lincoln. Not the happiest of titles, but there you go. And before that, Issoudon, Issoudon. The first tune in that set of two. Leading up to that, a song, A la Gossar, which means All the Young Men in Swedish, sung by the fiddle player in that group, Lena Jonsson. Also in the group, the Goodbye Girls, we heard Alison de Groot playing banjo, Brittany Carlson playing bass, and Molly Tuttle on guitar. Good lineup. Nice album, too. Time to introduce you to the featured album on the program today. It's the last album by the trio Coop, Boys and Simpson. Barry Coop, Jim Boys and Lester Simpson were a trio from Yorkshire and Derbyshire who performed for more than two decades as an a cappella vocal group in the British folk scene, and they were one of the best. But they gave it away in 2016, and subsequently Barry Coop passed away in 2021, not as a result of leaving the group, I trust. They were doing other things. Lester Simpson, I think, is still performing. Not so sure about Jim Boyce. Maybe. Anyway, the album is called Coda, with a subtitle, A Concluding Event, which indeed it was, their final album. We will hear, first of all, a song composed, or the lyrics anyway, composed by Jim Boyce, set to the tunes Palms of Victory, an old hymn tune. Avenging Angel, the song is called. Subject of this song is the succession of wars in the Middle East. And the song has the fire in its belly that was evident in all the Coop Boys and Simpson albums. Fancy that, war in the Middle East. Who'd have thought it?
I am the avenging angel, I come with wings unfurled. I come with claws extended from halfway round the world. I am the God Almighty, I am the howling wind. I care not for your family, I care not for your kin. I come in search of terror, though terror is my own. I come to wreak my vengeance for crimes and crimes unknown. I care not for your children, I care not for your wives. I care not for your country, I care not for your lives. Songs of justice, cries of freedom, retribution you shall have. Singing songs of justice, cries of freedom, retribution you shall have. I will lay waste your country, but I will set you free. I will destroy your weapons, if weapons there may be. I will replace your rulers and all the scheming foil. My gift it is democracy, your gift it is your oil. Songs of justice, cries of freedom, retribution you shall have. Singing songs of justice, cries of freedom, retribution you shall have. The milk of human kindness is accidentally spilt. The sword of strife and honour is bloody to the hilt. The dogs of war are roaming, as now they're on the loose. And justice dangles freely upon the hangman's noose. Songs of justice, cries of freedom, retribution you shall have. Singing songs of justice, cries of freedom, retribution you shall have. Songs of justice, cries of freedom, retribution you shall have.
Singing
songs of justice, cries of freedom, retribution you shall have.
A song called Avenging Angel, the first track, in fact, on this featured album today. The album is called Coda, A Concluding Event, the final album by the wonderful a cappella trio Barry Coop, Jim Boyes and Lester Simpson. Jim Boyes putting those words to the tune Palms of Victory. As he writes, the subject is the succession of wars in the Middle East. Plus ça change, plus c'est la même chose, as they say. The Avenging Angel. You're listening to Come All Ye. Here's Jez Lowe.
Fancy frozen laces. She went off to Sunday school, and there between the learning of the present and some graces, they taught her this golden rule.
Turn right and go straight, turn right and go straight, turn right and go straight, turn right and go straight.
Turn right and go straight, and heaven will be waiting. Turn right and go straight all the way. Turn right and go straight, let there be no hesitating, and you'll be right at the end of the day. She never did care much for those fancy frills and laces. She'd much rather be climbing trees. But at the age of 13 there came puberty and braces, and the talks about the birds and the bees. Turn right and go straight, 'cause I can't be there to watch you. Turn right and go straight all the way. Turn right and go straight, don't let temptation catch you, and you'll be right at the end of the day. They wanted, and the teachers were as proud as they could be. She wandered through her teen years, an optimist undaunted. She didn't wake up till she turned 23. She turned right and went straight, if you can catch me meaning. She turned right and went straight for a while. Right was not the way that her thinking mind was leaning, and straight has never really been her style.
Turn right and go straight, 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 turn right and go straight.
There's a little more gray in my hair nowadays, as I sit here watching my grandchildren play, and I wonder if they have the faintest idea of the life that their grandmother knew. And it's oh, and a loss for you, Mary, my girl, to be torn from the life you knew half round the world, and never again to see home. It was back in the 80s, a young girl then, with auburn hair flashing, I'd walk with my man, and he'd talk of the places he'd take me to see, if only that he had the means. But then I was with child, I saw him no more. When he left me, I thought I should die. I stole from my master some blankets and cloth, just to keep me and baby alive. Like a part of me perished inside, and for stealing I sent as a transport to sea, never knowing for where I was bound. And it's oh, and alas for you, Mary, my girl, to be torn from the life you knew half round the world, and never again to see home. Like a lifetime as I came ashore, I wept when I saw the life waiting for me as a chattel, a whore, and a slave. So I married a convict, the safer to be from the soldiers and the freedmen who chased after me. And for 7 long years we did work for our keep, ever dreaming
Mary Parker's Lament. The singer, Peggy Seeger. And before Peggy Seeger, we heard from Jez Lowe and his group The Bad Pennies with Turn Right, Go Straight. And linking those two songs, well, they were both composed by Judy Small. She didn't write this one. This is an older song, and it's from the featured album by Coop, Boys and Simpson called Coda.
One night, sad and languid, I went to me bed. I scarcely reclined on my pillow, when a vision surprising came into me head. I thought I was crossing the billow. I dreamt as my vessel crossed over the deep, I beheld a huge rock standing craggy and steep, a rock where the widows were once known to weep, o'er the grave of that once famed Napoleon. Now I dreamt as my vessel drew near to the land, I beheld clad in green a bold figure, with his trumpet of fame held high in his hand. On his brow there was valor and vigor. Oh, stranger, cried he, dost thou venture to me from the land of thy sires, where they boast they are free? A story, a true story, I'll tell unto thee, concerning that once famed Napoleon. Now remember the years were immortally told, how I crossed o'er the Alps famed in story, and the legions of France were the sons of my pride. I led them to honour and glory. 'Twas on the plains of Marengo I tyrants upheld, and wherever my banner the eagle was unfurled, 'twas the standard of freedom all over the world. My signal of fame cried Napoleon. Now as a soldier I've borne both the heat and the cold, and I've marched to the trumpet and cymbal, but by the dark deeds of tragedy I have been sold. Though mortals before me did tremble, both rulers and princes their station demean, and like scorpions they spat out their venom and spleen. But then liberty all over the world shall be seen, as I woke from my dream cried Napoleon.
Thank you.
very lively bunch of septuagenarians, I guess, when they recorded that, from northern Victoria, around the area of Lake Charm, the dance band called the Gay Charmers, quite innocently. Back Block Shearer was the name of the tune, familiar song in the Australian folk tradition, but they're obviously played as a dance piece. From the South, the second South Carolina string band. Don't know what happened to the first one. Anyway, second South Carolina string band, their album In High Cotton. You've heard three of their albums on this program. They're Civil War reenactors who have a string band to go along with their play acting or play battling or whatever they call it. Here's a group from Brisbane called Tulka Moore. We've already heard Mary Parker's Lament, sung by Peggy Seeger, and this is The Widow's Lament. Rather different. Song, isn't it? The Widow's Lament. Well, when I say nice, nicely presented there by the group Tulka Moore from Brisbane. What do you know about Frida Kahlo? Yeah, that's right. Mexican artist, surrealist. Would she be a good subject for a song? Of course she would. Here's Coop Boys and Simpson from the featured album with a song that Scottish singer-songwriter Michael Mara composed. Just a little bit surrealist, like Frida Kahlo, I think, because the song is called Frida Kahlo's Visit to the Taybridge Bar. The Taybridge Bar was, maybe still is, in Dundee in Scotland.
We were all flooded with a scarlet light. Came through the window with the rain outside. It all went quiet and a vision appeared, with a rose in her hair and a ring in her ear. And she says, Buenos dias, boys, this looks like the place to make my re-entry to the human race. Here I am, and here I'll stay, till it's hasta la vista, and I'm on my way. Then Vince says, she was a woman to whom life had been cruel, and she lived with a fat man of the naive school. He liked his beer and he put it about, but she truly loved him till the lights went out. Then she made her way up to the pearly gates. She saw St. Peter, he was pumping weights, and he says, hitch your lift upon this falling star and make your way down to the Taybridge Bar, and there'll be no more lies and no more tears, no more listening through the fat man's ears. There'll be no more tears and no more lies, no more looking through the fat man's eyes. She said she'd never been so happy in a long, long time, and her mind was relaxed and her body felt fine. She said, put on Perdido, tonight's the night, I wanna dance with Jimmy Howie in the pale moonlight. And there'll be no more lies and no more tears, no more listening to the fat man's ears. There'll be no more tears and no more lies, no more looking through the fat man's eyes. And there'll be no more lies and no more tears, no more listening to the fat man's ears. There'll be no more tears and no more lies, no more looking through the fat man's eyes. We were all flooded with a scarlet light. Thank you.
Just Leave It Hanging. That's a duo from England called Brown Boots. They are the fiddle player Martin Clark, and with him playing melodeon is Will Allen. Now, there's a Will Allen who plays fiddle as well, so I'm not too sure what's going on there. Perhaps it's the same fellow. He might just be very good on two instruments. Brown Boots. And the track was called The Brown Boot. The album, Striding Out. They have a couple of chums joining them when they perform as the Brown Boots, what are they called, Kaylee Band or Dance Band or something like that. But that one's from an album just featuring the two of them. There's some nice stuff on there. Now, one of the numerous alternative national anthems for Scotland is the next track, written and sung here by Doogie McLean. This is Caledonia.
About you all the time, Caledonia, you're calling me, and now I'm going home. For if I should become a stranger, know that it would make me more than sad. Caledonia's been everything I've ever on moving, proved the points that I needed proving, lost the friends that I needed losing, found others on the way. I have kissed the ladies and left them crying, stolen dreams, yes, there's no denying. I have traveled hard, sometimes with conscience flying, somewhere with the wind. Let me tell you that I love you, but I think about you all the time. Caledonia, you're calling me, now I'm going home. For if I should become a stranger, you know that it would make me more than sad. Caledonia's been everything I've ever had. Fire, the empty room, the forest choir, the flames that couldn't get any higher, well, they've withered now, they've gone. But I'm steady thinking, my way is clear, and I know what I will do tomorrow. When the hands have shaken and the kisses flowed, well, I will disappear. Let me tell you that I love you, but I think about you all the time. Caledonia, you're calling me, and now I'm going.
I should become a stranger, know that it would make me more than sad. Caledonia's been everything I've ever had. Thank you.
That's Kathleen Nick Gowan playing concertina and Kieran O'Moyney playing fiddle from their album, simply titled Kathleen and Kieran, with a good set of tunes. First two of the three composed by Vincent Broderick. The Whistler at the Wake, which allegedly was composed by Vincent Broderick having been asked to leave a wake because he was whistling, trying to remember a tune he'd just composed. That one. I don't know if that's true. The second tune, The Old Flail, and the third one, not composed by Vincent Broderick, The Butcher's March. Another one now from the featured album. This is called Twilight Hunter, and I read a review of the album that refers to this particular song, which was composed by Lester Simpson, one of the three singers we'll hear, as a deconstruction of Stan Rogers' song Northwest Passage, as Lester Simpson considers the fate of the Inuit, who are now becoming a tourist attraction in the north of Canada. So we'll hear Coop, Boys and Simpson with Twilight Hunter, and then we'll hear Stan Rogers. But I won't be playing Northwest Passage, because you hear that quite often on the program. It'll be another one that you don't hear very often on the program.
The course northwest to Nunavut in the never-ending day. Davis Strait and Baffin in the gloom of midnight grey. Hudson, Ray and Frobisher all dreamed of this day. With a hold packed tight, Pacific bound, the coaster pulls away. With wet foot the twilight hunter treads the muddy ground, where once the white of summer snows covered all around. And lean the ice-bear scavengers around the world of men, and the Innu watch and wait for change to come. The Innu knew the red beard long before the Cabot quest. Longship traders hunted to the limits of the west. The old world dreamed of passage northwest to peaceful seas, and its sun sailed to oblivion where hopes of empire freeze. With wet foot the twilight hunter treads the muddy ground, where once the white of summer snows covered all around. And lean the ice-bear scavengers around the world of men, and the Innu watch and wait for change to come. The ghost of Franklin curses at the open water's swell, where Erebus and Terra were locked in icy hell. Steely white they splintered and cracked in nature's vice. The wooden walls of England lay broken in the ice. With wet foot the twilight hunter treads the muddy ground, where once the white of summer snows covered all around. And lean the ice-bear scavengers around the world of men, and the Innu watch and wait for change to come. Where hunters trod the plough may come and rain where once was snow. Where ice once locked the seasons round, traders soon may go. No bravery or skill complete what many had begun. By a happenstance of progress, the elusive prize is won. With wet foot the twilight hunter treads the muddy ground, where once the white of summer snows covered all around. And lean the ice-bear scavengers around the world of men, and the Innu and the great white bear, the Innu who were always there, still watching as they wait for change to come.
What has become of the old rose and crown? The ship, the king's arms, and the world upside down? For oak, brass, and leather, and a pint of the best, fade away like the sun as it sinks in the west. This song was written by a good friend of mine by the name of Ian Robb. Ian recently journeyed to his native England and found, much to his dismay, that the pubs that were so near and dear to everything that was near and dear to him, namely beer, had changed vastly and had become slightly modernized, gotten rid of all the old oak and brass and leather. He was heartbroken. The beer was bad, too. So he came back to Canada and he wrote this song. Good friends, gather round and I'll tell you a tale. It's a story well known to all lovers of ale. For the old English pub, once a man's second home, has been decked out by brewers in plastic and chrome. Oh, what has become of the old rose and crown? The ship, the king's arms, and the world upside down. For oak, brass, and leather, and a pint of the best, fade away like the sun as it sinks in the west. The old oaken bar where the pump filled your glass gives way to formica and tanks full of gas. And the landlord behind, once a man of good cheer, now just mumbles the price as he hands you your beer. Oh, what has become of the old rose and crown? The ship, the king's arms, and the world upside down. For oak, brass, and leather, and a pint of the best, fade away like the sun as it sinks in the west. And where are the friends who would meet for a jar and a good game of darts?
Ow! Ooh, sorry.
In the old public bar. Well, the dartboard is gone. In its place is a thing where you pull on a handle and lose all your tin. Oh, what has become of the old rose and crown? The ship, the king's arms, and the world upside down. For oak, brass, and leather, and a pint of the best, fade away like the sun as it sinks in the west. But the worst of it all is what they've done to the beer.
My God.
Those shandies and lagers just make you feel queer. For an arm and a leg, they will fill up your glass with a half and half mixture of ullage and gas. Oh, what has become of the old rose and crown? The ship, the king's arms, and the world upside down. For oak, brass, and leather, and a pint of the best, fade away like the sun as it sinks in the west. So come all you fine people that like to sup ale. Let's hope for a happier end to me tale. For there's nothing can fill a man's heart with more cheer than to sit in a pub with a pint of good beer. Oh, what has become of the old Rose and Crown? The ship, the King's Arms, and the world upside down. For oak, brass, and leather, and a pint of the best, fade away like the sun as it sinks in the west.
There's a few songs about that theme, the demise of the old style pub. That's called The Old Rose and Crown. Stan Rogers from an album called Home in Halifax, Rare Recordings. I suppose they are, because I don't think they're on any of his other recordings. But that one's good, The Old Rose and Crown. We'll stay in Canada for the next three tracks. I'll give you three in a row here, and they're all from the same album called Humouring the Tunes, from the Newfoundland fiddle player and sometime accordion player, Rufus Ginchard. He was born at Daniels Harbour in 1899, I think, and died just after his 91st birthday. And this album was released posthumously. I think I saw him, because he was at Expo 88 in Brisbane, and I remember being very impressed with the music that was being played outside the Canadian pavilion. And I do remember an older chap playing fiddle, and there were other people as well, and that was, I think, the first time I ever saw that phenomenon of a melodeon player step dancing while he's sitting in a chair and playing the melodeon. No, well, not step dancing, he's beating out a percussion with his feet. Be that as it may, here's Rufus Ginchard with a track called Sam's Jig. Then I'll play a song that he wrote, but not him singing it, it's Jim Payne singing it, called The Wreck of the Steamship Ethy. Then a rarity, Huey Wenzel's tune, Rufus Ginchard, for a change, playing accordion. He didn't play accordion very often in public, but he has a crack at it here. Three tracks, Sam's Jig, The Wreck of the Steamship Ethy, and Huey Wenzel's Jig. And with Huey Wenzel, we'll hear Israel Got a Rabbit. Thank you.
Come, all you true countrymen, come listen unto me. A story I'll tell you of the SSFE, she being the steamboat employed on our shore to carry freight, mail, and passengers down on the Labrador. On the 10th of December, as you all well may know, in the year 1919, on her last trip did go, where she leave Daniel's Harbour about 4 p.m., with a strong breeze from the southward for Cowhead did steam. The glass indicated a wild raging storm, and about 9 o'clock the storm did come on. With the ship's husband on board, the crew had no fear. Captain English gave orders for Bombay to steer. At first to the storm the brave ship gave no heed, till at length it was found she was fast losing speed. And the great waves all around her like mountains did arise, and the crew all stood staring with fear in their eyes. The orders went round to preserve for their life, for the ship she is doomed and it's perish we might. But still there is hope, there's one brave man on board who says he can guide her safely onto the shore. Walter Young, being our purser, as you may understand, volunteered for to guide her safely into the land. John Gullidge, our first mate, he stood to the wheel. Captain English gave orders, all worked with a will. Up off Martin's Point, about 1 o'clock, through bravery and courage she escaped every rock. And the people on shore saw the ship in distress, all rushed to the spot for to help do their best. And then we were landed in a rude bosun's chair, taken in by the people and treated with care. We stayed on the point till the storm it was o'er, and the brave little Lethe lay standing on shore. Oh, what of the fright, the exhaustion and cold, the depth of my story will never be told. So all you young fellows get shipwrecked at sea, you think's on the fate of the SSFE.
Huey Wenzel's tune, and Israel Got a Rabbit, played on accordion by Rufus Ginchard, who doesn't, or didn't, usually play accordion in public, but he did contribute a couple of tracks to this album, humouring the tunes on accordion, but the rest was fiddle. And in the middle of that set, the wreck of the steamship Effie. Rufus Ginchard contributed much to the construction of that song, sung by Jim Payne. And from the same album, Sam's Jig, Rufus Ginchard playing fiddle, one of Newfoundland's fine musicians. Now, another one from the featured album. This is called The Bright Ploughshare. Sort of a mythical rural idyll, but there's a warning for the future in this. Coop Boys and Simpson featured album, Coda.
The ploughshare, it shines like a mirror. The earth turned again every year. The furrow continues forever to a future so bright and so clear. You look at the past through a filter. All the hard times look rosier now, and nothing appears out of kilter. Here's good luck and good health to the plough. For you it's the lark in the morning, the trout in the river, the sheep on the brow. The day is reborn with the dawning, another acre to turn with the plough. The sweet nightingale's your companion, the month it could always be May. The spotted cow still in the pasture, by the banks of primroses you stray. Your songs are the life of the country, of maidens and meadows so fair. A calendar for every season, your voice echoes in the clear air. So you whistle and sing as you labour, the tune on the stave of the furrow you plough. But every good boy deserves favour. Your notes are the seeds that you sow, the soft wind that ripples the barley, causes apples to fall from the bough. And all that is reaped must be garnered away before you return to the plough. But the clouds gather on the horizon, and crows circle high overhead. Foreign fields harvest a different crop, and pile up the wounded and dead. Still work on the land must continue. The mill must still grind, for the nation needs bread. Though the ploughman may yearn for adventure, there will always be mouths to be fed. So it's back to the lark in the morning, the trout in the river, the sheep on the brow. The age is reborn with the dawning, another acre to turn with the plough.
That's the last one we'll hear from the featured album today. That's called The Bright Plowshare. Featured album has been Coda, a concluding event, the final album released by Barry Koop, Jim Boyce and Lester Simpson, who are a much-loved a cappella group performing just as Koop, Boyce and Simpson, although they did record individually with other groups. Does that make sense? Individually with other groups? You know what I mean. You've heard all their music on this program over the years. They broke up in 2016, and I've only just acquired that album. How remiss of me. I leave you with a track by Enda Kenny from Victoria. This is John, the Master's Son, and I'll take the opportunity to wish you well until we next meet. If you want to listen to the program again, check out the podcast, comeallye.com. You'll find it. I'm Bruce Cameron. Bye now.
Eldest son from the village of Glenfarn, two sisters and two brothers grew beside him. They were children of the 30s, but they never came to harm, though the comforts of today were all denied them. And they had no television then, they could watch for hours. They roamed the local hillside, picking berries and wildflowers. Went fishing with a piece of string way down in Loch Magnay. Oh, he sure could tell some stories of the things he'd done and seen. Through the Signal Corps in 39 he came up to Dublin town. Mary Tye from Mullingar, she travelled with him. They were blessed with nine fine children, like a lot of families then, and they never raised an angry hand to hit them. And they had no television then, they could watch for hours. There were berries in the Wicklow hills and weeds among the flowers. And if you pulled a weed or two on a Sunday afternoon, you'd eat berries till your face turned blue and sun gave way to moon. When his army days were over, as a qualified engineer, he worked for the telephone company for nigh on 30 years. And 6 months of retirement was the freedom that he won, for a stroke took the health away from John the Master's son. Day I left for a London flight that was far Australia bound. With a weakened hand and all his might, he said, here's £500. I never shook his hand again, 'cause 2 months down the line, they buried John the Master's son. He was more than a friend of mine, 'cause I'm John the Master's grandson, and I never will forget. Had he lived, I'm sure we'd be picking berries yet. No more will we go fishing on the shores of Loch Magnay, but the times that I spent with my dad were the best I've ever seen. Yes, the times that I spent with my dad were the best I've ever seen.
You've been listening to Come All Ye, produced and presented by me, Bruce Cameron, 2MCE FM, community radio in Bathurst, New South Wales. 2MCE is a community service of Charles Sturt University. Visit 2mce.org for more information about the station. The website cumorgy.com has program playlists and a link to take you directly to lots of podcasts of the program.